Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hi, we are back here, and we are turning on our Thursday Night Tailgate spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
It's such a great way to end the show, Chris. And again, they did give out the award last week. We got to give a shout out to Calais Campbell of the Panthers who won the award, Chris. But as you know, anybody that we've mentioned on the show, and we still have a lot to go as far as the nominees this year, are deserving. So I chose to stay kind of local this week. I was doing some research on the local nominees. And for the Jets, it was their center, Jonathan Harrison, Chris. And I thought this was an interesting story. He was a guy that started his career out in Indianapolis and came over to the Jets just a few years ago. But he's really, really given his time to the nation's bullying crisis, Chris. And I read his story. It's pretty humorous in a way because in a way he was bullied as a kid because he was kind of a chubby kid and he was in the marching band, right? He was an easy target. But he started playing football and then it's kind of humorous in the fact that he grows up to be a 6'4", 300-something pound guy, which nobody would think of bullying anymore, right? So I think it had a great happy ending. But he's a guy that goes into the schools, Chris. He's a major ambassador for the organization Stomp Out Bullying. He'll go into schools, and there's actually a picture on the NFL website of him speaking in a gym of kids where the kids are just transfixed on him. An incredible speaker. He does an awful lot with kids through Cameo, the social media site, where he can actually talk with kids one-on-one and groups of people. He's always doing this kind of stuff. He'll send out private messages. But, again, I just thought it was an incredible story because a kid that was bullied for his weight and the interests he had as a kid, and he put all that aside. He actually said it was, you know, we don't want people to be bullied, but he said in his case, it made him stronger, Chris. He was able to rise all above it, push past all the negativity and harassment to become the man he is today. But he is giving back big time through his speeches, his social media contacts, and just to keep the conversation about bullying in the forefront of the public. That is his word. So major shout out this week to the Jets center, Jonathan Harrison. Team didn't have a great year. But as long as he continues to do the things he does, we'll always recognize guys like Mr. Harris.
Yeah, absolutely. And that anti-bullying thing has been something that's been near and dear to our hearts for years now. So kudos to him for jumping on board a great cause. And we know it's tough for kids these days because with the cyberbullying and things of that nature. So really appreciate Jonathan Harrison for that effort. Bob, I'm going to put my spotlight on 8-year-old Keone King. And Keone was inspired by Richard Sherman for something we spotlighted a few weeks ago here in this segment for paying off school lunch debts for kids. Richard Sherman did it for the kids in the Tacoma, Washington school district. And Keone did it for kids that are in his elementary school. And it started by him wanting to do something for, they had a kindness week at his elementary school. And he had heard about this thing that Richard Sherman did, and he wanted to do the same. He decided to raise money by making and then selling keychains. And he was going to sell them for $5 each. And word got out about what he was doing, and people started calling from all over the country to try to reach him through the school, and they wanted to buy these keychains. One lady bought one keychain, but gave him $100. Pretty soon, demand for the keychains was so high, Bob, that he had to get his parents and his grandparents involved and start to make the keychains. Because, you know, again, people from as far away as Alaska and all over the country reaching out and wanting to buy the keychains and to help a great cause. He ended up selling over 300 of them and raised just over $4,000. So he took 1,000 of it and went and paid off the current lunch debt. And the current lunch debt at his elementary school was $500. And he put the other $500 in to prepay for any future debt that was going to come up. Then he also gave $500 to 6 other area schools to pay off their debt. And he did it all, you know, by, you know, saying, you know, look, you know, he wanted to help others. He felt like helping others is important. because it makes the world a better place. And you know what? He certainly did make the world a better place through his efforts. So kudos to Qiani Qing for doing, you know, just that. Like I say, making the world a better place, helping out kids and families at his elementary school, and then paying off the debts at other schools in and around the same area. And kudos to Richard Sherman for inspiring a young boy to do what he did. Again, paying off school debt up in Tacoma, Washington. So kudos to both for Richard Sherman for putting it out there and inspiring a young man to do the exact same thing. It's a really great story, Pop.
That's a terrific story filled with kindness, Chris. And again, when it comes to food and kids, there's kind of no in between. And it's a terrific story. And again, what you said about Sherman is great because this is a case, Chris, where we like to see more copycat things going on. You know, a lot of that copycat stuff is a lot. Sometimes it's associated with negative stuff. But in this case,
right.
My goodness, more guys do this, and it's not much money to them, but my goodness, the kind of lives it touches. So I think this is going to be a kind of a newfound thing that guys will do to really help people. And hope it catches on big time, Chris.
Yeah, I hope it's a really big trend. So kudos to both of those guys. All right, Bob, time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks once again to Mike Minter, Tony Collins, Chris Zorich, and Chris Miller for joining us. And Bob, as always, thanks for sharing the show on Thursday nights with me, my friend.
So a couple of great Chris's tonight, including you, three of them tonight. The word of the Chris, that's a magic first name tonight. So that was a lot of fun, Chris. Again, a guy like Zorich, first-time guest and in the Hall of Famer. And a guy like you, you're a Hall of Famer in my book anyway, too. So we got a lot of fun tonight, and we'll do it one more time next week. Season ending, right?
Yeah, we're going to end the season next week, and we're going to try to go out with a bang. Scheduled to join us are our good friend and Red Sox legend, Rico Petrocelli, down there waiting for pitchers and catchers to report with the Red Sox. So looking forward to catching up with Rico. We'll catch up with former Falcons and Rams running back Lynn Cain. He's become a great friend over the last couple of years. And a TNT Guest Hall of Famer. We'll close it all out with TNT Guest Hall of Famer and Sirius XM Sports Talk host Zig Fricassi. Zig has been a great friend and a wonderful supporter, so looking forward to catching up with Zig. And, of course, we'll do it one more time with Tony Collins as well. So an outstanding night on tap for you guys next week. We hope you'll come back and close out the season with us. You can follow us on social media. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Please visit us over on Facebook. Both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages. Plus, we've got a page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like there. That's very important to us. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. Up on there, you'll be able to see what our guest schedule looks like. Plus, we also link back to our page over on Podbean, so you can stream or download any of our archive episodes or individual guest segments for free over there. And we can't thank our good friends at Podbean enough. They've been a wonderful support to us. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Hey, Chris, we look forward to next week. And again, we want to give a great amount of thanks to our announcer, Joe LaGenusa, entire year for the great job he's done with our intro and ads. We also want to shout out to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. Till next week, good night, Kevin, Terry, and Rusty. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sand. Can't tell the day, but I know this day will end.